Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Everyone wants to be taken seriously. Job's friends, although they decided to intervene in his tragic situation, traveled some distance to be with him, and stayed for a considerable period of time, have hardly taken seriously anything he said. They've accused him of the worst character traits and actions. So to overlay his painful present with past happy memories, Job thinks of the days when he was taken seriously. Quote, "When I went out to the gate by the city, when I took my seat in the open square, the princes refrained from talking and put their hand on their mouth. The voice of nobles was hushed. When the ear heard, then it blessed me, and when the eye saw, then it approved me, because I delivered the poor who cried out, the fatherless and the one who had no helper. The blessing of a perishing man came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy." Job 29, verses 7 to 13. Right away, you can see some of the characteristics that earn a person respect. Job was sincere in his attitude, prompt in his dealings, honest in his words, generous with his help, respectful to the disadvantaged, and faithful to his promises. He could be counted on for sage advice, to assist those in dire need, and to delight in others' success. So while it's not good to dwell on the past, it's a blessing when we have happy memories, especially of the Lord's work in and through us. What a joy, even on the ash heap, to be able to say, quote, "I was eyes to the blind, and I was feet to the lame. I was a father to the poor. I broke the fangs of the wicked and plucked the victim from his teeth." Verses 15 to 17. The Lord has a celebration planned to reward all that his people have done for him. So let's live now, anticipating heaven's joy, not just dusting off a museum of memories.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.